In the meantime, Ethan, one of the great stories from today, great because it was another win for the good guys, because the bad guys turned themselves in. Not because they thought they, not just because they were trying to be good guys, but because they were super high. Ethan, yeah. Rexburg authorities have released the 911 phone call from a drug trafficking arrest that
these two young men, and when I say young men, these are early 20s. One is 22 years old, the other 23. They were driving from Las Vegas to Bozeman, Montana, and when they hit the Idaho border.
Yeah, you know what that means? They made that journey.
They came
up
through
Utah. I-15. Yeah. Yeah.
And so obviously UHP.
No, they took the drugs while in Utah, and by the time they got to Idaho.
So they believed that the Idaho State Police had tracked them down and were shadowing them. And they believed that they had already been caught, but for whatever reason, the Idaho State Police were just shadowing them,
just stringing
in unmarked
them along.
Cars. And it drove them so crazy.
Unmarked minivans, probably.
They drove them so up the wall. Now, of course, the police were nowhere near. The police had not found them. There was no one to cover
Ethan,
anybody.
I'm gonna go with the narrative of they were if I was the Idaho police, I'd be like, we were absolutely onto these guys. We were shadowing them.
So these guys pulled over and called the police.
Hi, we're the dudes that got caught trying to bring some stuff through your border, and all your cops are just driving around us like a bunch of jack wagons. I just really would like you guys to end it. If you could help me out with that, he just like to get on.
So he's just saying, look, stop stringing us along, just arrest us. And then he says,
the officers are driving around us like a bunch of jack wagons. One, what does that say about Idaho drivers?
Two, what's a jack wagon?
What is a jack wagon? I love that he used jack wagon. I was like, look, the gig is up. The jig is up, man. Just arrest us. Quit stringing us along with your jack wagon minivans that are driving past us.
That could have been you. That could have been you driving past them, because these guys were trying to flag people down. They thought they were the police.
Do you guys have any guns or weapons or anything on you at all?
We don't have any of that story with us. Just a bunch
of
snacks and stuff.
All right. No, I just want to make sure that they're just curious. So.
Yeah. We tried walking away from the car a couple of times, and I've been worried. We tried waving them down. It didn't work, so I don't know what's going on here.
So you're trying to wave down a bunch of motorists who are just trying to get to Wyoming or something.
Look, these undercover police officers are everywhere. We're trying to wave them down.
Okay, so think about where they are. They get arrested in Rexburg. I guarantee a bunch of BYU Idaho students are riding by going, what's these guys' deal? What is these guys' problem? Hey, man, just arrest us, man. I got the stuff in the car right here. And it just was a heartwarming story of stupidity that I think, you know, Dumb and Dumber is based on stuff
for goodness sakes,
like
yeah.
this.
Absolutely. Investigators found 20 pounds of marijuana in the car, which is, I would say, a lot of marijuana. I mean,
how much? 20 pounds.
Not being a trafficker myself, that sounds like a lot, but I guess it may or may not be. But listen to this, okay? One of the suspects was given 5 years probation and 30 days in jail. The other one was sentenced to one and a half to 8 years in prison, because on the day of his sentencing, he showed up to court. They had him take a drug test, and he tested positive for 3 different drugs. So they really kind of threw the book at him. But the other guy, man, 20 pounds of weed got him 30 days in jail and 5 years probation.
575.
If that's not proof that times have changed, I don't know what is.